The Torah says in this week's Parsha, in Vayikra Chafhei, V'chisim keru mimkar la'misecha okano miyad ha'misecha, al tonu ish es achiv. This pasuk is really the source of onah, not charging too much. That's really the pashup shot in this pasuk, that you can't charge too much, or you can't buy something for too much in halacha. That's a shir I think we've discussed in other times. That's not our discussion tonight. Tonight is really the Rashi on that pasuk. Rashi on that pasuk quotes the Torah's Kohanim, which says that since the Torah added the seemingly unnecessary words la'amisecha, b'chisim keru memkar la'amisecha, when you're going to be selling and doing business with amisecha, your fellow Jew, this is the source, says the Torah's Kohanim and says Rashi, that you should do business with fellow Jews, that it's a mitzvah to do business with other Jews. So tonight, we are going to discuss how far must you, or do you have to at all, push yourself to buy Jewish? Do you have to go to seemingly the more expensive local kosher store to buy your groceries versus going to the Pathmark, the Stop and Shop, something like that? Do you have to go to the Jewish-owned clothing store versus going to the outlet in the mall or somewhere like that when it comes to buying and shopping? How far do we have to go in order to fulfill this command, so to speak, of to shop Jewish? Rabbeinu Bacher brings the same thing over there on our pasuk. The Sefer HaChinuch also notes this concept. Now this halacha, even though it's brought in the Torah's Kohanim, even though it's brought by Rashi, is not brought by the Rambam, and it's not brought by the Shulchan Aruch. You can learn it through the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch as much as you want, but you will find none of them saying you have to buy Jewish as opposed to non-Jewish. It is brought, again, by two Rishonim, Rashi and Rabbeinu Bacher, and technically the Sefer HaChinuch. And many Acharonim cite this halacha and understand it to be a din, the law. This is especially the case nowadays when there are many, many, many different types of Jews in all different types of business. I don't think there's a business out there besides maybe, you know, pig trading that Jewish people are not involved in. And therefore, we see that there is seemingly almost always an opportunity to buy Jewish versus a non-Jew. Since this halacha is not really found in Shas, the major discussion is going to depend on two sugyas that seemingly relate to it tangentially. So I brought both sugyas over there on the page in front of you. I'm going to say the sugyas out loud, but that's where the sugyas are found. The first is the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, and it learns from the pasuk of Yim Kesef Talva Es Ami that you will lend money to a Jew, that there's a level of priority given to Jews when it comes to tzedakah. So the Gemara says, that should be pashut. Of course we should support Jews first when it comes to giving charity. So the Gemara answers that when it comes to a loan, the Jew has preference even if you can collect with interest from a non-Jew. I have $100 to give away. I could lend it out to another Jew, or I could lend it out to Paul, my neighbor, and Paul is going to give me back interest. You know, it's a 10% on the $100 I give him, and I'll make money off of it. Still, says the Torah, you must give preferential treatment in that loan to the Jew before lending to a non-Jew. The other sug is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf, and it cites the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can give a nevela, that means an animal that was shechted improper that you messed up in the shlita, to a guy, and you have an opportunity to either give it to a guy as a gift, or I can sell it to a ger toshav, a non-Jew who follows the Shev Mitzvos Bnei Noach, essentially a better guy. Or must I only sell it to a guy and give it to a ger toshav? How does that work? Can I give it to a guy? Do I have to sell it? How does that work over here? So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a svara, it's logical that you must give it to a ger, because of mitzvah lahachayos, there's a mitzvah to support the ger toshav that is in your area, and therefore I have to give it to him, even though I may lose out on selling it to a regular guy. I have to give it away to a ger toshav and not sell it to a guy. So Tosas in that Gemara asks that according to the Gemara, you must always give the gift to the ger instead of making a profit off the guy. Is that what the Gemara is saying? That you can never, ever, ever make a profit if you can give it away to somebody who's, you know, higher ranked. So Tosus answers that it's only the case when there's no market to sell nevela and there's no loss. And this is an important yesod. Tosus says, I only have to give away the animal carcass if there's no regular market. But if there is a market, then there's no halacha that I have to give a gift away over selling it to a non-Jew. So these are the two sugyas, and we need to understand exactly what these sugyas are telling us. One sugya is telling me I have to give preferential treatment, even though I may lose out in gaining money and interest to a guy. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is telling us that one must only prefer essentially the higher ranked non-Jew when and only when there's a market to make money. So how do we pass on the halacha l'maisa? And what are the parameters of this din of preferring a Jew when it comes to business? So we're going to look at a number of tshuvas of the late Rishonim and the early Achronim. The first is the Tashbetz in Chelek Gimel in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. He critiques a community that made a takana, they made a communal law, that a seller cannot sell to a Jew before selling to a guy unless the Jew is willing to pay a fee on top of the market value. I would like to sell something. I can sell to a Jew or to a guy. And in this community, if I sell to a guy, that if I sell to a Jew, I have to pay a fee on top of the market value. Why they do this? This was done in order to collect taxes from the Jew. So the Tashbetz says this is against halacha because your brethren need to come first. You need to sell to Jews cheaper than you sell to a guy. And he supports this with the above sugyas and shas and the Taras Kohanim, that Jews come before guys when it comes to selling. Perhaps the most famous of all of the tshuvas that discuss buying and selling Jewish are these tshuvas of the Ramah, the tshuvas HaRamah in Simen Yud. We discussed this at length when we learned the biography of the Ramah many, many moons ago, when we used to learn biographies by Shal Shudis. But in that tshuva in Simen Yud is a tshuva about his good friend and chavrusa, the Maharam Padua. Back then, in the days of the Ramah in the 1500s, there was a great expense in printing svarim. And if a person published the same sefer after you, they would cause you a loss because you put in time, money, resources to print a sefer, and this guy went and copyrighted it and is going to print it for half the price and make more money. So the Maharam Padua fixed, edited, and corrected a Rambam with his comments. He hired one printing press over another house. The competition was so annoyed at the Maharam Padua that he had chosen somebody else and not them, and he had lost out on printing the sefer of the Gadol Hador. So he reprinted the Rambam with the stolen notes of the Maharam Padua, and he even added a note in the beginning that the Parish isn't so good, and please just buy my book because I have a corrected Rambam. And then he announced that whatever the Maharam Padua sold his edition for, he would sell for less, right? It's like the electronic stores, right? Whatever they sell, you tell me they sell in one store, I'll beat it by a dollar, right? Whatever they're going to sell his edition for, I'll do it for a little bit less. So the Jews started buying from the guy, the Goyish printer, who was trying to ruin the Maharam Padua. So the Ramah was asked to address this issue. And within the tshuva of the Ramah gives four reasons to buy the printing of the Maharam Padua and not the printing of this guy. The first reason is that the printing of the Maharam Padua had a corrected version of the Rambam, and therefore it's responsible to learn from a more corrected, up-to-date sefer. Number two, it's a mitzvah to buy from a Talmud Chacham before anybody else. That did, in fact, is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Vav and the Pisrei Tshuva. That's not our sugya tonight. And three, there's an isser of Hasagas Gvul. I think we've discussed Hasagas Gvul in the past, and this tshuva of the Ramah is an integral piece of that discussion, because the price was predatory in order to drive the Maharam Padua out of business. That's Hasagas Gvul, that is putting the competition out of business. And that's a problem as well. But we really care about the last answer, and that is the halacha that you should buy from a Jew instead of a guy. Says the Ramah, it's clear from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that there's a din to place a Jew before a guy. This is even more the case since it is the product of the Gadol Hador. You shouldn't say that this halacha only applies if they're the same price. The guy is charging $10, the Maharam Padua is charging $10. In fact, this is not true because the Gemara says that even if the guy will borrow with interest, you still have to lend to the Jew. But you'll say perhaps this is not a proof. Why? Because in the case of the loan, you're not losing money, but you're simply giving up a potential profit. That's not the same thing, right? I'm giving up a profit versus losing money here. But if I'm going to lose money out of pocket, who says the Jew should go first? So the Ramah shows in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that if you have a nevela and it's a potential asset, then you have to give it away as a present instead of making profit by selling it to a non-Jew. The Ramah continues that the drasha of the Torah is coming to tell us that even if a guy is cheaper, there is a chiyuv to give business to a Jew. And that is the halacha. This has been the Megillah in Klal Yisrael, that one must prefer a Jew over a non-Jew, as we see from the Tashbetz and the Ramah. Now, so your question will be, well then, ein ledavar sof, to what end? Can a Jew actually hike up the price as high as he wants because he knows the Jews are supposed to buy from him? The Minchas Yitzchak writes that even if there's a significant price difference, there's still a chiyuv to go to a Jew. So let's see if this is agreed upon by everybody and how far this difference goes. How much does a person have to lose in order to buy Jewish? So comes the Chafetz Chaim. Where's the Chafetz Chaim write about these halachos of buying Jewish? Well, the Chafetz Chaim wrote many books, including the Mishnah Berurah, and he wrote, obviously, Shmiras HaLashon. And the Chafetz Chaim wrote a book on Tzedakah and Chesed called the Ahavas Chesed. For some reason, it is not as popular. I don't know why. I think there's a Feldheim translation, so, or an Archbold translation, so it really should be learned. But if you want to know about Tzedakah and Chesed and how the Jews should use their money, so the Ahavas Chesed is really the safer look. I brought for you the Ahavas Chesed in the notes over here. This is in Perek Hay. So the Chafetz Chaim says that there are those who say that I have to give a loan to a Jew before giving it to a guy, even though you may be losing out on a lot of profit from potential interest. And this is what we saw in the Gemaras. And he cites the Megillas Esther, not the Megillas Esther that we read on Purim, but the Megillas Esther, the commentary on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, who asks that one Gemara said that if everything is equal, then it's obvious you have to give the nevela, the carcass of the animal, to a ger instead of selling it to a guy. But the drasha of Yim Kesef Talves Ami teaches us that a Jew comes for a guy, even if you're going to lose out on ribis, the interest of a guy. But didn't the Gemara about giving away the nevela, the animal carcass, already teach us that it's obvious that you have to suffer a small loss to give away the nevela to the ger? So what is it? I have to suffer a loss? I don't have to suffer a loss? So the pasuk of Yim Kesef Talves, says the Chafetz Chaim, is teaching me that even for a significant loss, there's a chiyuv to give to Yisrael as long as it doesn't ruin your parnasa. And this is the rule of the Chafetz Chaim. You must, says the Chafetz Chaim, prefer Jewish sale over a non-Jewish sale, even if there is going to be a loss, but as long as it doesn't ruin your parnasa, as long as it doesn't put you out of business. However, in the Avas Chesed, he continues that his understanding in the Avas Chesed, he cites his understanding of the Ramah, and the Chafetz Chaim concludes, and he says that the chiyuv to lend to a Jew and forego interest is when the interest rate is very, very low. Let's say like 0.01%, a very, very low interest rate. But if the interest rate is going to be significant, then one is allowed to not lend to the Jew and instead lend that money to a guy. Then the Chafetz Chaim continues in the Avos Chesed, and he says that if there's a significant price difference between the Jew and the non-Jew, and the guy is much cheaper, then you can go to the non-Jew instead of to the Jew. That's point number one. In addition, when it comes to a loan, there is room to be machmer to give to the Jew because there's only a prevention of a potential profit by giving to the Jew over the guy. Again, we always have to distinguish between am I making money or am I losing money? When it comes to buying something, I could go to the Jewish clothing store or the non-Jewish clothing store. It's an out-of-pocket loss. The Torah doesn't require a person to go to that length. And that is the sheet of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chikrei Lev writes in Chelek Beis that we only prefer a Jew over a non-Jew when the difference is a hefsed muat, a small loss. But for hefsed meruba, one can go to a guy instead if the guy is cheaper. So you're asking me a question. So Rabbi, what's considered a difference? What's considered enough of a loss in order that you don't have to go buy from a Jew? There are three shitos in the poskim. The first is the Minchas Yitzchak and the Nachla Shiva and Rav Sternbach and Chuvas Vanagos. They suggest that it goes by a sixth. A sixth that you take the calculated of the calculation of the going rate. Let's say yogurts cost, I'm going to make up a number just so it's easy for the math. Let's say a yogurt costs, you know, a yogurt costs 60 cents. So then if that's the going rate, and the Jew is charging 75 cents for the yogurt, and the guy is charging 60 cents, so that's more than a sixth. You'd be allowed to go buy non-Jewish yogurts over Jewish yogurts. That's what sheet number one. The Ragged Shaver in the Safnas Panach says it's a third more. That's a very, very high price, a third more than the going rate. However, most Acharonim, including the Ber Moshe, the Deber Tzina Rav, and they point to a Sugin Yoridea, where a Hefsin Meruba and a Hefsin Muad, a big loss and a small loss, depends on the wealth of the individual buyer. It's subjective. There's no hard numbers to decide here. It can depend on the particular person. So, if you count the groceries you buy and you're particular at the end of the month regarding what's going to stretch your budget, then yes, it could be that for one individual, it's going to make a difference to go buy in the non-Jewish grocery store versus the Jewish-owned local kosher grocery store for that person. But if a person buys and buys and buys, they never look at the bill, they swipe the card, and that's it. So for that individual who doesn't really care so much, and the few cents adding up over time don't really impact the bill at the end of the month, so for them, they have a mitzvah to buy Jewish according to most opinions. Now, there's an issur of selling a house to a guy in a Jewish neighborhood because the guy will not follow halachas of choshev mishpat and it could cause a loss to the other neighbors. Obviously, this is not something that we, you know, bandy about and talk about not selling to non-Jews. But we place the seller, the halacha is that we place the seller in cheirem, according to the Gemara, until he pays damages to the Jewish neighbors. So the Rush on that Gemara says that this only applies when a Jew and a guy want to pay the same price. Okay? You have a house to sell, it's going for $500,000, and a Jew and a guy both are willing to sell to buy the house for $500,000, you should sell to the Jewish buyer, not the non-Jewish buyer. But if the guy wants to pay much more than the halacha is, says the Rush, you are allowed to sell to the guy. So Rav Aaron Taubes, in his Toefes or Eimon or Chaim Simon Chaf Beiv, asks why the Rush isn't a problem if we already know that you have to sell to a Jew even if the guy wants to buy for more. I understand. What about the halachas of preferring a Jew over a non-Jew, even in the case of a potential loss of money? So based on this, the Toefes Re'im, the Mechzei Avram, the Mishpat Shalom, all leave this as a Tzarachian, and they suggest that perhaps there is no halacha of having to sell to a Jew before a guy. Maybe it's only buying Jewish, not selling to a Jew before a guy in this case. The Avas Chesed says that there's no iser to buy from a Jew over Yisrael, but there's a mitzvah if you choose to. So this is important to note. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if you do go to the non-Jewish store over the Jewish store, it's not an aveira, but you didn't fulfill a mitzvah at the end of the day. In addition, the Erech Shai and the Chafetz Chaim, the Aves Chesed, discuss a guy who prices an item at $100. A Jew opens a store and prices the item at $105. And then he tells people in the shul, you have to come buy me because I'm Jewish and you have to buy Jewish. So he's doing it to take advantage of the system. So the Erech Shai says that if there's a fair price and the Jew says that because he's Jewish he wants more, then the halacha doesn't apply. You don't have to put him before a guy. The end of the pasuk says, Al tono ish es achiv. Don't afflict another Jew monetarily. So you can't use being a Jew as a stick to bludgeon Jews to come buy from you. That's not okay. A Jewish seller can't say, well, I know there's a mitzvah, I know all the religious people in the five towns want to buy Jewish because they, you know, heard the shir on Thursday night, so now they're all going to go buy Jewish. So I'm going to raise my prices because I know they're going to buy from me. Says the Erech Shai, that's not how it works. You can't use the Torah as a monetary weapon in your own business. So that's how we come out at the basic halacha at the end of the day, that there is no aveira to buy Jewish, But if you do buy Jewish, it is a mitzvah. And again, depending on each person's budget, even to spend a few more pennies, a little bit more, if it will not push a person over the edge. Let's talk about buying a Jew versus something that is mehudar, more beautiful. Let's discuss the case of an esrog. Let's say you have an esrog that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, and it's being sold by a Jew. On the other hand, there are esrogim that come from Greece that were grown by non-Jews. But they're more mehudar, and they're beautiful. Should I buy the more beautiful mitzvah from a guy or the less beautiful mitzvah from a Jew? So the Sefer Pri Eitz Hadar, which has a collection of tshuvos about these types of questions, it was published by someone who owned a pardes in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mechzei, he quotes a tshuva from the Mechzei Avram, who says that if you learn that even if with a hefsed meruba, a great loss, you have to patronize the Jew, then for sure you have to buy from the Jew and give up the loss of not having a more beautiful esrog, if that's what you say. But if you follow most opinions, that you only have to give up a small amount of money for a hiddur mitzvah, then that's only, you know, then, in this case, the hiddur mitzvah is only a shlish, a third of the going rate. Therefore, you can take an esrog, which is mehudar, from a guy, because I don't have to suffer a big loss, i.e. not having a mehudar esrog, for a more beautiful esrog for a sukkah. And he concludes that if you would stop buying the esrogim from Greece, then the Jewish growers in Eretz Yisrael would have the income to make their esrogim as a mehudar as well, even more beautiful. And therefore, he says, it's proper for the rabbis to make a gzeira, to only buy esrogim from Eretz Yisrael, and sacrifice having more beautiful esrogim for a couple of years, so the esrog growers in Eretz Yisrael can learn how to grow more beautiful esrogim. Okay? A bit of a chiddush. He also adds that the esrogim in Greece were mehudar because they were fertilized with the Jewish blood from pogroms in Greece, and therefore you should not, they're less mehudar because they had pogroms in Greece and it fertilized the ground by the esrogim, and therefore he says you should not buy Greek esrogim because you're supporting the death of Jews, and he has a whole shtickel Torah there as well. But tonight we're going to continue with Rav Meir Arik. Rav Meir Arik says that there's only a chiyuv to go to a Jew if the merchandise is not the same. If one is selling a higher quality and the other is selling a lower quality, it's clear from many places in Choshen Mishpat that the two differences of quality are like two different items. So, let's say you think the quality of the meat being sold in the regular grocery store is better than the quality of the meat being sold in the kosher grocery store, obviously both being kosher, I don't have to sacrifice in something of less quality. The Mishnah Berura in the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tav Reish Mem Ches says that a person who buys and sells esrogim should buy from the field of a Jew. But if the field of a guy is better, you can buy from wherever you want to choose. And the Stechemet writes in Chelek Hei, discussing a tshuva regarding hiring an architect to build a shul. One architect is Jewish, but his plans make the shul look fine. The other is a guy who can build a beautiful shul. So who should you hire as the architect? He says that it's better to hire the guy because there's an inyan to make a shul beautiful. And the Stechemet says that in Shemayim, it is the greater hither to have a Jew build the shul, and therefore the Jew should be chosen perhaps at the end of the day. So here as well, we're left b'tzarach iyan, unclear exactly what to do. Rav Meir Arik, in his Zimra Yoshen Chelek Gimel, that we quoted before, he continues that the din of kadim of preference also applies to renting out a property or even hiring a worker. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, rules of tzedakah, that if a person needs domestic help and you can hire a poor Jew or buy a non-Jewish slave, you should hire the poor Jew because he's a B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And Rav Meir Arik asks why the Rambam doesn't simply write, V'chisim karu memchar l'amisecha, you have to do business with Amisecha, other Jews. So Rav Meir Arik says that the quality of having a slave work for you is better than having a Jewish worker, and therefore the product is not comparable, and there's no law of v'chiyim karu of selling over here. And therefore the Rambam says that even though there's no din, there's no law of kadim, it's still proper to hire a Jew as an act of tzedakah. But we see at the end of the day, if you're going to get there's certainly an act of tzedakah to hire a Jewish worker over a non-Jewish worker. But if you think you're going to get better work from a guy, then certainly we don't have to stop you. Let's talk now more about tircha. What if the Jewish store is 10 minutes away, and the non-Jewish store is 3 minutes away? So what do we say over here? So the Maram Shik in Orachaim in Choshen Mishpat Siman Lamed Aleph is bothered by the question, because all Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, all interpersonal laws and chesed involve effort. Everything you do, you're going to go drive somebody to the airport so they can make their flights. You're going to, you know, bake somebody a challah so they can have food for Shabbos. The whole definition of chesed, the whole being of acting Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, is to involve effort. That's what it's all about, says the Maharam Shik. And therefore, he says, even though it may be easier to buy from a guy, it should not play a factor in the halacha here. Rav Sternbach writes in the Chilos Hanagos, he has a svara, that perhaps there's a limit of going out of your way within a mil, how many miles, something like that. There is a Torah article written in the Kovetz Nehorai in Tavshin and Ches by Rav Kahana, who says that if the Jewish store is not available, like at a nighttime, and there's a benefit to get the item now, you shop at the store of a guy. If Gourmet Glock closes at 10, but at 11, something is open in CVS, and you can get it there, so go to CVS. You don't have to wait a night to get what you need. The Sefer Agudah discusses the case of lending to a Jew or a guy, and the guy has better collateral. In this case, you can lend the money to a guy, and perhaps based on this, if the guy has a better return policy, we could argue that you can buy from a guy because the item is more secure. If you like the return policy in the non-Jewish store, there's room to argue over there that you can give preference into them as well. Now, what if the Jewish store has terrible customer service? Is that like a tircha you have to deal with? Is it like the Jew taking advantage of you and the Chavetz Chaim say you don't have to deal with him? So it's a tzarachian, I think, a little bit. But I would probably say halach lamaisa, I don't think any person needs to suffer abuse with bad customer service just because it's a Jewish-owned store. What about a guy versus a non-religious... We'll discuss perhaps another time. What about a guy nowadays? There's a chiddush of the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima on our pasuk says this entire din of preferring a Jew over a non-Jew doesn't apply nowadays because goyim are different nowadays. The goyim referred to in the Torah Kohanim and Rashi are those who are immoral and without law. However, nowadays, where everyone basically followed the rules of the land and followed the dina de malchusa dina, there's no reason to favor a Jew over a guy. However, the Tashbetz, the Ramah, and everybody else says the Torah Tamima is essentially incorrect. The Toefes Ra'im says that a Jewish-owned store doesn't have kadimas to a store owned by a guy with Jewish workers, though. As long as a Jew is getting parnasa, then it doesn't matter where you shop. So I want to conclude this entire story with a piece from Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher. He writes here in Chelek Gimel, in Simen Kuf Vav, where he discusses a few aspects of Choshen Mishpat in Os Beis. He's writing here regarding Din Yored L'Umnas Chaver, regarding certain laws in Choshen Mishpat. So he writes over here in Chelek Beis, regarding shopping in a Jewish-owned store. And he says that buying from a Jew before buying from a guy is not mi'ikar hadin, but rather it is midas chasidus. And that's why it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. If there's going to be a tircha or a hefsin meruba, it's going to be an effort or a pain, or you're going to lose a lot of money or too much money, that you do not have to give preference to a Jew before a guy. If you can do a chesed for a Jew, only suffering a hefsed muat, a small amount of loss, then that should be given preference, but it's not a chiyuv gamar. And I think that that's how we should approach this at the end of the day. If one is able and to be conscious of the fact that we should prefer Jewish-owned stores and sellers over non-Jewish-owned stores and sellers, then one should do that. You should try to buy by Jewish owners. You should go to the kosher store, not go to Trader Joe's if you can get something in the kosher store, and not go to the other local non-Jewish stores. If you can do it, and it's not such a big hefsed, not such a big loss, not such a big tircha, and you can push yourself a little bit to do that chesed, then you should go and do that. If you can shop at a Jewish-owned retail store for for clothing and things like that, as opposed to shopping online in those areas, or you could shop online by a Jewish store if it's possible, then you should do that as well. But if it's a tiracha, if it's a lot of pain and too much to do a chesed, and if it's too much money at the end of the day, it's going to pile up and create a loss, then one does not have to do that, and one does not have to prefer Jewish over non-Jewish owners. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a good evening.